Hello and good morning. Today is Wednesday, January 15, 2025, class 33, almost at the end of the Linqi series, with the translation from the Sasaki team, page 32, stanza 283 in the one of the final discourses in the section 30. Discourse 22, which is the last discourse in the section on discourses, Linqi just speaking freely to the assembly. And yes, I have an emotional attachment to Linqi, and so it's hard to say goodbye to him. But I will soon. I want to just work through the final paragraphs, the next page and a half of this PDF as the last discourse, and I don't think I'll end in the class today, but in the next week or two, probably this will end. I like him so much. It's hard to say goodbye. He's kind of a brother in arms. So, page 32, we went through the stanza, the quatrain. When hunger comes, I eat my rice. When sleep comes, I close my eyes. Fools laugh at me, but the wise man understands. The wisdom of simplicity, but it's a simplicity that comes from awareness, a profound insight regarding emptiness of mind and dharmas and what we like and what we don't like. While we do like this and we do like that, from samadhi, from quiet mind, equanimity, one can see emptiness or the insubstantiality of all that we normally take as substantial, like that. So I'm going to just go through these and move towards the ending. Stanza or section 283. This is notes on the left side of the page of the PDF, how they numbered the folio, the translation of the original Chinese folio. Followers of the Tao, don't seek within words, for when mind is stirred, you become wearied, and there's no benefit in gulping icy air. It's better by the single thought that causal relations are birthless, to surpass the bodhisattvas who depend upon the provisional teaching of the three vehicles. Virtuous, I'll just read two paragraphs and then unpack. Virtuous monks, don't spend your days drifting along. In the past, when I had as yet no understanding, all about me was utter darkness. But I wasn't one to waste time. So with a burning belly and a turbulent mind, I ran around inquiring about the way, the Tao. Later, however, I got some help, and finally today I can talk to you like this. I advise all you followers of the Tao not to live for food and clothes. Look, the world passes swiftly away, and meeting a good teacher is as rare as the flowering of the Udumbara tree. It's a mythical tree, maybe, or real tree in India, in Buddhist scripture, discussed flowering once every what, millennium, once every eon, once every kalpa, or some long period of time. Many excellent, important points here. Don't seek within words means don't seek within thought or concept. Words are simply the expression audibly by the mouth of thought. And thought is basically thought form or concept generation and arrangement, the arrangement of concept, thought form in this mythical thing called mind, mediated by the brain. So the physical brain correlates to this mind, which is intangible and much and mainly in time space, actually. Seek within words or seek freedom or final answer in thought. Now, there's the value of know yourself, accept yourself, or understanding, for sure, which is obviously thought form and concept, right? I know my childhood history, I know my patterns, I know my strengths and weaknesses.